Nelson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say hey to Tara Brown joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good.
Tara is with Boston Dance Studios. Guess what they do, Kennedy? Yeah.
I hope they dance.
They do dance. They have a big event coming up on Saturday. But before we get to that, tell everybody kind of what you're committed to in the world of dance, Tara.
So at Boston Dance Studios, we offer anywhere from 17 to 20 classes a week in all different styles for all different levels. So everything from ballet to modern to hip-hop to popping. Really, every style you can think of, we offer it. Every level you can think of, we offer it. And then we also offer affordable rentals for artists and also pre-professional programming if you're wanting to pursue a professional career in dance.
What made you want to do this for your community, to have a dance studio? Why is dance so important, and why should we all be dancing a little, even if it's in our kitchen?
There are a couple answers to that, especially off the heels of the election. I think now more than ever, everybody is just looking for a really safe space to feel a sense of belonging and community. And so now more than ever, it's so important to support these art spaces, especially dance studios that are creating that type of safe haven for so many types of people. For myself personally, the reason why I opened a studio was because of so many dance studios had been closing in our Boston area even before the pandemic. So there really was just a need for this space to be opened. And actually, this space had been a studio before it closed. I assumed that there had been another owner, and then I found out that it was actually just being used as a construction company's office. So just took this crazy leap of faith with little plan, a business plan that actually got totally upended, and reopened this space right across from TD Garden. And so far, we've been going almost 2 years to really create this space for so many people. So we're really offering something that doesn't really exist and hasn't for so long at a time where so many of our spaces were closing.
The event on Saturday night, this is, I see it's called your first annual fall showcase. I want you to tell what's going to be happening then. What is the goal? Like, have you set a monetary goal of what you want to raise with the event?
Yes. So we are hoping to raise $5,000 on Saturday, which will roll completely into our 80K campaign. Boston Dance Studios was awarded an $80,000 grant. However, the caveat for that grant is that we have to first be able to raise the matching funds first. So 100% of these proceeds will go towards our campaign to raise $80,000 by the end of the year. And all of the proceeds for that campaign will go towards improving our infrastructure. So fixing the Marley, we have some cracked mirrors, updating the bathrooms, all of the things like that. So on Saturday, you can expect a really great show. We're really excited. We're going to have a mixer that starts at 7. The show itself will start at 8 p.m. It'll be about 9 or 10 choreographers from all over New England that are presenting work. It'll just be a really fun time, good vibes, and we'll vibe out at the end of the night with a DJ.
I love all of this.
I want to vibe out at the end
I just want to see you make it to that $80,000 goal.
Too. Very much so.
Yeah, we want to commit to help you as much as we can. So bostondance.org is the website, bostondance.org. You can buy tickets for the event or find out how to support them financially. I want to commit to maybe like you have until the end of the year to match to be able to get that grant.
Yep, that's right.
Can we like commit to maybe check in with you and say 2 weeks on the Good Vibe Tribe and just see how you're going and how far away you are?
I feel like you've got a ways to go, what I'm looking at here.
Yeah.
We've got a ways to go. Yeah, and there's so many ways for people to contribute. Visit bostondance.org, givebutter.com/80K is where you'll find our direct campaign link. And if you're following us on Instagram, Boston Dance Studios, there's a million ways to support the campaign by just amplifying, helping us share, spreading the word, helping us find some corporate match donors. There's so many ways to support us. Any way anybody wants to get involved, please feel free to reach out, send a donation yourself, and I would love to check in with you guys in 2 weeks for sure.
And Tara, let me ask you this. What if I know somebody who would like spend some money on some dance classes? Let's just say this person is a little stiff. They're a little rigid. They're in their mid-50s. They have a little bit of rhythm to them because they were a DJ, but they don't know how to move, but they want to learn hip-hop dancing.
Listen, our most popular class right now is beginner hip hop on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. with Heather Myers. She's awesome. She's incredible. So I would tell that particular individual, come through on Wednesday, and your first class is on me.
I'm gonna let him know.
Let him know.
Sounds good.
Well, we're grateful for you. We're grateful for the space that you're safe spaces that you're providing, and we want nothing more than for you to make this goal. It is a big ask, so we want to help you get there.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
And you're now officially a member of the Good Vibe Tribe, Tara.
I love it. Happy to be a part of it.
And thank you for coming on the show again. BostonDance.org if you want to find out more. Have a great day, Tara. Thanks so much for coming on.
You too. Thank you so much.
And Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio today?
Okay, so Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla says stuff.
All the time.
And yesterday he was asked about Jalen Brown. And here's what he had to say.
Joe, just confirming no Jalen Brown tonight, and if you have an update there, if you've talked to him about it.
He's out.
Have you been able to talk to Jalen about the injury?
Mm-hmm. I talk to him every day.
What were those conversations like?
I mean, we both kind of mumble when we talk, and then we just shake hands and move on.
Did he happen to mumble about his hip at all?
I couldn't understand him.
The guy is a beast.
I love it.
He is the best. Thank you, Kennedy.
You bet.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.